Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, with you tonight with the lovely Maya Moon. With me, always I say she's lovely because she really is. And we'll have Stars Priestess Candy Ranson in the chat room. She'll be able to do a little mini reading for you if you like. We have a caller, so caller, I know you're listening. Don't go away until we get the show started, and I'll be with you in a minute. But tonight, it's Paying It Forward Part 2. And I was just talking to Maya Moon about talk about paying it forward. Actually, I think I probably do a lot under grace, but paying it forward, it has been to the max for quite a few days. But, you know, we do it. She, you know, Maya Moon does it. I do it. You do it. Everybody does things out of the generosity of our hearts. But last week we talked about all the different ways that you can pay it forward and how you do it. And I'm sure we're going to have more things. Maybe we'll talk about what did we do this past week that was paying it forward. And I can tell you a good story for me right away. But anyways, Maya Moon, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Glad to be here as always. And welcome to all the listeners. And, yes, I know you. I had my little story on part one, so it's your turn to share some stories if you have any good ones, and we can finish talking about paying it forward. And I'm going to pay it forward for anybody that I don't think anybody lives here in Springdale, Arkansas, but I will mention Brad's Tire and Auto, and I'm paying it forward by giving them an honorable mention. If you have problems with your vehicles.
Well, that's nice. No, they must have been really good to you, I'm thinking. They must have been just outdid their job or something. And it's nice to do the things like that. That's really a good thing. You know, there's a lot of times we give extra special attention, and to give a little mention like that when you can, I think it's a really good thing. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. But, yeah, oh, yes, I was telling Maya Moon I'm watching my son's pets until probably Sunday or Monday, and I mean, I've got kind of like a little mini zoo here. I have an ectolectric, which is a parrot. That's Dixie Girl. I got her covered, or she'd be talking. Then I have little Maury. He's a parakeet. He would be singing, but I got them both covered. And then, of course, I have Mushy, my cat. And then I have four sugar gliders. But the sugar gliders are nocturnal, and if you've ever seen them, you can look them up online. They are the sweetest little things, the little babies, and, you know, they're up at night, and they don't do anything wrong. I mean, you can go in there, you can play with them, and they're real small. They're kind of like not a bat, but what is it over there that's in where they are? That's where they come from, the family of them. But, you know, they sleep all day long during the day. And you can go in, you can run the vacuum, you can do all of this. So, but then, you know, the last day or so, I had to also take care of my son's two dogs. So my days have been disrupted and trying to put in everything else that I do. And it's been raining and raining. But, of course, you know, my son thanked me. And I said, well, you don't have to thank me. I'm your mom. If your mom can't do it. Right, Maya? I don't know who's going to do it for you.
Yeah.
Some people are not as lucky, I guess, you know. But I don't even think about it. He says, can you do me a huge favor? When he says that, I know it's going to be a doozy. Oh, yes, it's going to be a Lulu. So, anyways, I did that. My friend Diane, you know, I've talked about her. She drove with me. She got up early this morning. We went back today in the pouring rain, and we were kind of laughing because she does the same thing with her family as I do with mine. So it worked out well. So tomorrow I don't have to be out and about, you know, real early and be bright and shiny. And I'll still have the birds and I'll still have the sugar gliders, but it's easy. The gliders, I already took care of them. They're fed. I clean everything, the bottom of their tray, but they're easy. Very low maintenance with them. So that's my experience for the last few days. I'm trying to think what happened last week. Owning a site like I have, there are always things that you have to take care of. There's always clients that call in a state of panic, oh, my minutes aren't there or something. So usually, most times they'll give me their phone number. I mean, I'd be happy to give them mine, but they'll give me my phone, their phone number, and I'll call them and calm them down. Let's go see what happened, and I solve it. I mean, it's easy. And they kind of laugh when they talk to me. They say, well, first of all, I didn't think the owner would call. And I said, well, you know, it all stops with me. You know, I'm the one that's going to do it. And then, that's been my last few days. And, hold on. I'm on the radio. I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, somebody at the door. I don't want to be interrupted. I should have something on my door, live on air, right? That's what I should do, put that on my door. But anyways, so that's been my past few days. And the clients, of course, I called this one gal and, you know, calmed her down. And your minutes are there. You got to wait a few minutes for them to appear. And all was good. But there's always some little thing when you're dealing with all kinds of people from everywhere. Which is, I guess, that's my forte. That's something that I can do, and I don't let it frazzle me, although I was telling my moon I have a very slight headache today, but it's going to go away because I'm enjoying this, and I always feel good when I talk with my moon, and I'm going to let my moon take over because we have a caller, and I want to get to this caller and see he or she if they want to contribute to the show. So, Maya, you can take it over for just a few minutes, okay?
Okay, sure. Okay, so when we start talking about paying it forward, what we're doing is we're, you know, giving something, like I mentioned, auto place. They actually haven't done anything grand just yet, but I paid it forward with the hope and the belief that they will, or they will help someone else out. So sometimes when we pay it forward, We're not going to get a guarantee that it's going to come right back to us, that, you know, we're going to reap the benefit. Eventually, if you look at karma and you think of the collective and the universal energies that we have, it will in some way. But paying it forward is doing something for someone ahead of what they've done for you and staying ahead of the game and just, I believe that it takes a lot of hope and faith in humanity and in ourselves that someone is going to benefit, or that person, if you do something for them, unexpected, kind, compassionate, whatever the case may be, that
Bye-bye.
Person will... Hello? It sounded like somebody said goodbye. That was weird.
Nope, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh. Okay.
I'm here, never fear.
Okay.
It was a caller. She just wants to listen, and she loves listening to you, she said.
Oh, what's your name?
I just love to hear Maya Moon. Huh?
Did you say her name?
I didn't ask her if she wanted it on the air. I mean, I can ask her in a bit and see if she wants some.
Okay.
But she said,
okay.
I've heard her before, and I just love listening to her. And I was telling her how on the blog, on Tuesday's blog, every time she writes, I said, do read it. And I'm letting everybody know. I mean, sometimes I cry when you write because she writes about me a lot that, like, I feel like I have, that I'm just this angelic kind of, you know, but I'm not really perfect. Read her blogs on Tuesdays, especially because they're so beautiful. And, you know, I always thank you, Maya. I mean, you never not tell about me, and I'm thanking you on the air. So I am not paying it forward, but I guess it could be kind of under grace. So if you want to get a reading from Maya Moon, please go to starswithazpsychics.com. She's always online most times. Of course, now she's not because she's on the air with me. See, I get her for an hour time, all the time on Mondays, so it's like perfect. But you can get a nice reading from her. She has a lot of clients, a lot of reviews. Okay, so that's my little push for you. So, anyways, what were you talking about?
I was just saying that when we're paying it forward, often, you know, the meaning of it is doing something ahead of, you know, what someone has done for us. Otherwise, that would be gratitude. And so we have to have a lot of hope and faith in humanity that if we do something unexpected, kind or compassionate, is what I said, for someone else, then we have to have the hope and faith that they're going to recall that and they're going to, at some point in their life, be faced with someone in need that they are able to help, whether that's helping them load their groceries or giving them some old clothes. I mean, it could be many different things in many different ways. And that by paying it forward, we may not necessarily, you know, be reciprocated by that person. I mean, I told this story last week, and that was a pretty unusual story.
That was an awesome story. Yeah.
I know. And I do want to say again for those that listen, I do not doubt that story because the people that have, you know, carried that story and told me are just way too reliable. And there would be nothing at all. There would be no reason for them to make that up. You know, I mean, there just would be no reason. There just wasn't. So do you agree with that? That, I mean, that when we pay it forward sometimes, what I said also is that, you know, the universe and collective and our creator, whether that's God or goddess or, you know, however you term that or see that, they're paying attention. And so, you know, all the good comes back to us. You know, the old saying that I've always thought of is, may what you give and what you send be returned to you times 10. So if you give positive, then it should be returned to you times 10. If you give negative, then the same thing. But when we're talking about paying it forward, we're sometimes doing something without, we don't have any assurance, I guess is what I'm getting at, that person, they may say, oh, thank you, I appreciate it, but we don't have any assurance other than our faith and hope that they're going to, in turn, pay it forward. Does that make sense, Natalie?
That makes a lot of sense because there are no guarantees. So what you have, like I talked about, you know, the little list, the pluses and the minuses, just keep doing all the good that you can, you know, and it will come back to you. Now, it might not come back to you the same way, like, you know, maybe you'll give $5 away, and then maybe somebody's gonna turn around and give you $5. It's not gonna probably happen that way. It doesn't come back the same way. It could come to you in other ways, like really good health. You know that you're able to use all the abilities that you have. I have found that the older I got, the more I learned. I mean, it was unreal. I mean, I wasn't this smart in high school. And my best friend told me, she says, that's because it was boring to you. She says, you weren't learning anything you wanted to learn. And she's probably right. But, you know, everybody knows I love computers and software and any kind of programs. And now I'm dealing with analytics, and Google has analytics. And so I'm picking everybody's brain and probably driving them nuts. But I'm learning, and sometimes you thrive on that. So see, all the good things that I've done have come back because the ability that I have to learn and reach out to these people that are in turn being really nice to me and saying, sure, how can I help you? What can I do for you? You know, all these little things, they really, really mean a lot. And I was in a store today getting some stuff for the little boopoos and all that. I call them the boopies, like I used to call your puppies, Maya. Anyway, so sugar gliders. I had to get them some fruit, and this older couple was looking for something, and I Publix, and I said, "Can I help you?" Like, I worked there, right? And they just looked like they were kind of floundering. It was an older couple, very nice. And she said, "Well, I'm kind of looking for this lemon hummus." And, well, of course, we couldn't find it. And she looked at me. She said, "Why did you ask to help?" I said, "Because that's what I do." And she said, and her husband smiled at me, and he said, "Wow." And so we looked again, and I couldn't find it, and I was looking for my tabbouleh. I love tabbouleh. They didn't have it. You can have it made, but they didn't have it ready. And I started to turn around. I said, "Both of you have a great day now." I mean, she was like, "Why did you offer to help?" Like, I mean, she wasn't reaching for anything. She was just, like, looking through stuff. And I don't like to see people kind of be troubled or flounder in what they do. Like, you know, "God, I can't find this. Where is it?" And so I like to assist. I guess that's what I do. I like to do that. But, yeah, now maybe someday I'm going to be looking for something, and somebody will come along and say the same thing to me. "Natalie, they won't know my name, but can I help you?" You know, I mean, you just never know. But sometimes it does not come back to you exactly the same way. It could come back to you in so many different ways. It would take hours to explain the ways that it could come back to you. But by doing all of this, I like to think of it, it's a plus and a minus. Put more pluses on that piece of paper, on that one column. It's going to look a lot better when your time has come to go up and your life is over. It's going to look good if you have a lot of pluses. That's how I've always told people, probably even when I was a young girl. "Well, you're not getting any pluses, you know, by acting this way." But you know, I mean, it's true. And another thing, why not be nice and do things for people? It really fills your heart up. It does mine all the time. I mean, but like today, it's been exhausting for me, even though I've been doing so much for my son. But, you know, I would do anything for him. And so, and I think most parents would. Some parents would not. Some parents, when you're 18, you're gone. Well, my son's way beyond 18. But once a mom, always a mom. And I know Maya Moon is like that. You're just there, and you do what you can, and it's good. It's all good. It's all good. Whether you can't even say, "Okay, well, this came to me today, something wonderful, because I did this 5 months ago." You're not going to be able to say that, because you're not going to know. And that's the beauty of it. But your life will be so much more enriched. And if you could follow me with what I do and how I do it, you would see that you just keep reaching out. Just keep reaching out. And I'm really blessed with my neighbor. I've talked about her before. We talked about this morning. She said, "You are just nonstop doing for." And I said, "Well, look at you. You do for me." You know, I mean, she's got two daughters. The only way she would say, "No, I can't do this," is if she had to do something for her two daughters. But I'm third on the list. Well, I don't think that's too bad when I'm not really a family member. I'm just a friend. And, right. You know, then we do that. But she does the very same thing. Maybe not as much as I do, because she doesn't have the opportunity, but she does. And I see it a lot of times with her, and she'll say, "If you need something, let me know. You know, if I'm not doing anything, I'll take you." And most times she's not doing anything anyway. So I'm really, really, really very blessed. And maybe I've got this now because of what I did before. I did a lot of things even as a small girl, a young girl. And I was thinking about the other day about when my dad used to take me to the city airport and watch the planes, you know, fly, land, and take off. And I must have asked him so many questions. I'm sure he got tired of it, because here I am 7, and what do you want to ask about a plane for? You're only 7. Well, I wanted to know. But I was lucky. See, he repaired machines, and he could tell me things, and I retained it all. And I would love to fly a plane one day. I really, really would. I don't like being a passenger. Isn't that funny? I don't like sitting in the back. I would rather be up in the front. I want to see what's going on. And they're all computerized right now. So that's not on my bucket list, because I'm not going to seek that out. But if God deems it so, Natalie will be flying a plane somehow. But anyways, there's just so many good things in your life if you stop and think about it. There really are. And we all have things that happen, that are maybe not so great. We all have our down times, our whatever, you know, and life can be like that. It can be really, really rough. You just have to take one day at a time, keep stepping forward. I can't tell you what I did. I have no idea because I had lots of things happen. I just did it and got through it and didn't let it get to me so that it totally destroyed me. And it didn't even, and Maya knows even as a little girl. So that's basically what I did all week long, and I was happy doing it. And I'll have to continue all this week now with all the kids. I call them the kids. I got all these kids that I have to take care of. And then Mushy, my cat, oh, my gosh. You know, I went over to my son's dogs, and right away he comes by me like as if to say, well, where have you been? I don't smell another cat. I smell something, and it's not me. Where were you? He gave me the once over, right? But
right, he cheated on me like that.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody knows he's a Maine Coon. He's the boss. He lets me live here, and that is the truth. That really is the truth. I mean, that's what they are. And I will tell you something else that I've been doing. You know, I'm on Instagram a lot, and you can follow me on it's Star Psychics. I follow all the lions, all the giraffes, of course. I love silverback. I love those gorillas. I really do. I mean, I know they're dangerous, but I love them. And so all of these people are following me. I thank each and every one of them when they follow me or if they like my post. Because a lot of times I'll put in posts about Ricky's Rainbow Stars, Rainbow Roses healing cards because they're beautiful pictures, and so I can capture them like that. Sometimes I'll put in stuff. Maya Moon is in there. I like to do that. But that's like being really – it's not just promotion. I just do it because I feel that if they're going to follow me or like something or send me a note and say, gosh, that's really beautiful, I think they should get a response from me, and I know they like it. Now, on Twitter – I'm forever doing that. I mean, I have like nearly 12,000 followers now. I'm really proud of that because they're all legitimate. They're not, I didn't buy them. You can buy followers on either place, even on Facebook you can, but I've never done that. So I'm kind of proud of that people follow me. But the biggest thing is on Instagram. That's a real big thing right now. It's really simple. You know, you make an account and you can go searching for things. And I found the silverbacks yesterday. So I sent a little note, and they followed me today and thanked me for the little note that I sent. And it's, you know, I'm thinking about this, Maya. It seems to me that I like animals that are powerful
mm-hmm.
or big.
Well,
you
how
notice
would you,
that?
Though, you love giraffes. How would you see giraffes as powerful? I'm not saying that they aren't, but I'm just curious.
Because they're really, for one thing, they're really big. They're big, and their legs are very powerful. If they kick you, they can kill you. But then, you know, that's always been important to me. Isn't that strange? I don't know why. Giraffes, I always loved them. I think I told everybody I had a man many, many years ago that was a friend. He called me the giraffe lady. He gave me all kinds of things that he got. He went to the giraffe manor in I think it's in Kenya, if I'm not mistaken, but it's in Africa. And I've got pictures on my walls. Everybody has given me giraffes. I mean, I've got giraffes all around me. There's something, they're dignified, their beauty, their elegance. But I also like power. I like to see strength. Maybe because I'm not very big. I'm only 5'2", and I look up to the, I don't know. I don't know. You've got psychology. Tell me why. I don't know, but that's what I love anyways. But, yeah, so that's my thing. And so what else happened to you this past week? Any other ideas on paying it forward?
Well, just that I believe as we go through our daily life, you know, I mean, sometimes we are challenged if we're sick, if we're having a bad week or a bad month. You know, we may not be able to step outside of ourselves. I mean, it would be great if we could, but we can go through our life, you know, with blinders on and just, you know, tunnel vision, so to speak, or we can go through our life with an open heart and open spirit you know, being aware of the world, the more aware of the world we are and the people around us, whether it's our family, it's strangers, it's people in our neighborhood, it's the receptionist at our doctor's office, whomever it is, the more open and responsive we are to them and, you know, interacting in a heartfelt way, not just, oh, hey, how are you? But, you know, hi, how are you? Maybe giving a compliment. The more that opens our spiritual energy and allows us to absorb, you know, positivity. So I really believe that it's a choice. Paying it forward is a choice. It's a way of life. And, you know, we pay it forward. I mean, we are human beings. None of us have angels. None of us have wings. We all
right.
have feet. So we're all human, and we're all imperfect in our humanity. So there is a part of us that at times is going to do something for someone else with the thought or the hope that there might be something reciprocated or, you know, and there's nothing really wrong with that. I don't really feel we need to get into, shaming ourselves for those thoughts. But it's more just a general attitude about, you know, how we see the world and how we're going to reach out and help. Like you talked about the people at this door, you know, they weren't falling, they didn't fall down and you rushed to pick them up. They just looked a little bewildered and, you know,
right.
like they weren't sure. And so you stopped for a minute to help them. And sometimes that can make, we don't know what goes on in other people's lives and, you know, where they're coming from, how bad of a day or how good of a day they've had. So sometimes just those small gestures can mean, you know, a great deal to people. So that's how I see it. I see paying it forward as a choice and a way of life, and that I agree with you that we do, you know, reap those benefits. They may not be like for like, but they will come in some way. And it also, anytime we do something spiritually and connect with the collective, and the collective, for those that aren't aware of that term, the collective means everyone, you know, mostly people, spiritual, you know, connection. And once we start doing that, it increases our spirituality. And, you know, we talked about, last week I talked about the Trinity and the Trine, and I believe I did.
Yes.
And, you know, the spirituality is the top of everything. So that's where it all starts. So from there, then we can, like, you know, our emotional, psychological, cognitive, and physical well-being can be improved. I'm not going to say that, oh, if you do good things for people, you'll be cured, because I don't believe that. But I just believe that it makes us better people, and it makes us more filled with joy within our own self. So whenever we give, it just does something. It changes, it shifts something within ourselves. And we're able then to be in a pure state of grace and joy.
Yeah, and we really try. I mean, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes, like for me, and probably for you, Maya, sometimes you'll just say your day is not really, I mean, not every day goes perfectly, no matter who you are. There's always things, and we're always thinking, well, geez, why didn't this happen? What, you know, I know, and Maya knows, that no matter what, your spirituality will get you through. But you must believe. I tell everybody that you have to believe in things you cannot see. You have to know that there is a higher power. That's all. Even though I was raised as a Catholic, I mean, I don't preach that, but that's how I've always felt. I didn't even question it. Okay, this is it. This is good. This is what I do. And I think Maya is the same way. There's quite a few of us that are like that. Some that are maybe are not as spiritual as us, but you're gathering all this good stuff to you. The more you put out, the more it's going to come back. And you're not even going to know. You may not even be aware of the goodness that's coming to you. But you might see it in the way you express yourself to other people and in the way that you treat other people. I don't even blink an eye, and I do it. And I love doing it. I really, really do. I don't get upset and kick myself and say, well, now why did you go and offer help to that person? How dumb. No, I don't do that at all, ever. And I bet you, Maya Moon, you don't do that either, right?
Right. I wouldn't say that I am on a mission every time I leave the house to see who
no,
I can
No, I'm not
help.
Either, but it seems to be.
But,
I bet you do it a lot more than you think you do. I bet you do it a lot more.
For me, I end up being drawn to people.
Right.
I would say that for me, rather than like where it is with you occurring more frequently helping people, for me, I will find from time to time, and I've had friends with me that, you know, have witnessed this, and I just feel so drawn to the person, and I know that I'm supposed to, there's a message for them, and I need to talk to them. And so to me, that's kind of the same thing. I feel that's paying it forward. They didn't ask. They didn't come up and say, hey, can you give me some advice? They have no idea who I am. What I do,
right.
You know, what
right.
my career
right.
and my work is. And so, you know, and I'm human, and I admitted that I do forget, other than when I get those urges. When I get those urges, I really can't not, it reminds me a little bit, and I'm not going to debate the fact of whether she's real or not, but the Long Island medium,
I watched that show.
Okay. And she portrays that. Let's just leave it at that. That, you know, she'll be out to dinner or getting some donuts or just running errands, and she'll just keep honing into someone, and she just won't be able to get past until she speaks and she has a message, whether it's, hey, everything's going to be okay, or it seems like you're worried about this, or maybe it's a message from someone above. So I would say that happens to me, not every time I go out, but it does happen.
Yeah. And me, I'm just drawn to people that look like they're floundering. But we know how strong of an empath I am, so maybe I feel something from them right away. When I will actually walk by this couple, and then I walked back, because I couldn't find my tabbouleh, and I thought about having it made because the lady there would always make it for me, but I just didn't want to do that. So I don't like to bother people sometimes. But and she kept picking up things and putting them down, and I offered my help. That's all. But I do that a lot. You know, it seemed, but you know, I'm in the environment where I'm always in a grocery store, it seems, because I don't really do that much else. I guess if I was in a clothing store, I know I would do it there too. I have done it, but I don't have a message for them. I don't do that. Maybe what I do is just like this little angel of help. I just help them and assist them and make their day go a little bit better. And I love doing that. And I walk away, and I walked away from this couple today, and I felt really, really good. Because this man recognized what I did. I mean, there were people around, but nobody bothered with them. And he just couldn't believe that I stopped. Well, maybe you'll run into me again. I'll stop if you're having trouble. Or I'll get somebody to help you. I've done that before, too. So I think we have our roles, don't we, Maya? Things that we do that
yeah.
are just natural yeah. to us. Wherever we are. If I'm in a situation where there's a lot of people, like over at my friends, or now I will tell you though, when I'm at my son's, I kind of back off. I kind of observe a lot. And I don't know why I do that. I've noticed that about myself. I don't really. They don't really talk to me as much. I don't know. It's just whatever situation you're in.
Say that again. Who do you back?
Well, like when I'm in a group, I was saying in a group, I'm always offering, can I get you something? In a group with, if I'm at somebody's house, but I've noticed when I'm at my son's house and he has his friends there, and I think I do this on purpose, and it just dawned on me, I don't really open myself up to them. They all know what I do. They might be a little intimidated by me. That could be, I don't know, and I don't know why. But they really don't talk to me. I mean, I can sit there and nobody will say a word to me. So what I do is I just observe. And I try to figure out, okay, well, I'm here, but haven't you ever been anywhere where you're there, but you're really not there? And nobody even, I mean, my son never lets time go by when I'm with him at all, or my granddaughter. Now, my daughter-in-law is busy with her friends. These are her friends. So she doesn't even see it. But my son sees it, and I think my granddaughter sees it. They don't say anything, but I think they do. But, I mean, I feel good. Maybe, it's just my way of not interjecting myself into them. I don't know. That's a possibility. But I don't offer anything when I'm with people like that. But I've felt that before in groups where – haven't you ever been in a place where people talk over you and around you and they never bother with you? Has that ever happened to you, Maya?
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Yeah, and it does bother me because I can't figure out, and I still can't figure out. I mean, I can ask a question and maybe I'll get an answer from somebody, maybe. Or I can be, it's like you're there, but you're not there. So I just recognize it and say, okay. I'll just listen and take in what I get, and I don't know. It's a funny feeling, and it only happens usually with these people that I'm around when my son has them over and I'm over there, like for my granddaughter's birthday or something. I'm not anybody that they pay attention to. Not that I really need it, because I mean I get attention all over the place, really. Just even if it's online, I get attention, but. It's funny how sometimes things like that happen, and yet I can go to a stranger and do for them. Probably, I just thought of it too. It's probably because they don't really know what I do. They don't really know how I am, they're missing out, as far as I'm concerned. But anyways, I was just thinking. Pardon me, what?
I just said no. Right. I see what you're saying. The people that are at your son's house, they're missing
right.
out on getting to know you, and maybe it's a little bit of both. They're
maybe they pick up stuff from me. Maybe they're afraid of me. Maybe they're intimidated by me. Just because I don't. They shouldn't be. My goodness. I mean, no, you shouldn't be ever. But
but
it's okay.
We do tend to be a little bit afraid. And uncertain of things we don't completely understand. And
that's
there's
true.
A lot of misconceptions about when you start saying, like, the word psychic, that just conjures up, all
right.
types of images. And I don't like to use that word for that reason, because it's not,
yeah.
it's so much more than that. It's more of a, intuitive counselor or advisor. So they probably... maybe have heard things and they don't really understand. And they also might feel, again, because it conjures up, ideas that are not necessarily true. Like, for example, a lot of people think that if you have certain gifts and abilities, you can read minds. Well, there might be people out there that can, to an extent, but so
right.
those people might be avoiding you because they might be thinking, oh, she's going to know what my secrets are. She's going to know what I did
right.
last night. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. And then,
or if maybe I did something that wasn't so nice. And I've encouraged this woman to change schools. She's at this one school, and I've encouraged her to go where my granddaughter is at a junior high now, or middle school, I should say. And I mentioned that to her. Why didn't she do that last year? And she maybe I touched on something with her, and somehow it made her pull back a little. But she's really a nice lady. It's just that some people, you know, you just cannot do it for, you can't pay it forward to them. You can't do under grace because they have the shield around them and they don't allow it. And that's okay too, because there's 10 or 20 that are going to take that person's place that really, really do require it. And, you know, I hesitate thinking about paying it forward. You could also join groups, you know, and do these soup kitchens and all of that. I've never been drawn to do that. And I don't know why. I think because I like it one-on-one. You know, I don't like to, and because I'm an empath and I'm just like a supra, and I probably would gather all of this from all of them, it probably would not make me feel very well. So maybe that's why I do it. Maybe it's my saving grace. Maybe it protects me and I don't even know it, because I, you know, I could do all that kind of stuff. But and you could too, but we have our own areas that we like to do and stick in. And but those listening, I think if you sit down and think about your day or your past week, you're going to see all the things that you really, how you paid it forward, and maybe you'll do it and you'll say, well, what am I going to get back? Don't ask what you're going to get back. Just do it. It really makes you feel super good. I mean, when I do things like that off the cuff, I always say just like randomly, I walk away, and my son does it also. Probably my daughter-in-law does it, but I'm not around her enough. But I know I've seen my son do it, and it's just, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling. It can really brighten your day and make you feel that, yes, somebody's paying attention, and I know I'm going to get my just rewards. It may not come like I figure, but they'll come too. They really do. There is a higher power up there. You know, I always say to my son, you know, all the presidents and all that all over the world, they're really not in charge. They think they are, but they really are not, because it can change at any moment in time. And, you know, sometimes we think that they're like the greatest in the world, but I wonder how many times they pay it forward. I just thought of that. That's a little, you know, I mean, really, when you think about it, you know, but I like to believe that. Even when I have, you know, I still think, you know, I have times with my husband that were good times when we were first married and young, and then it just got really bad. But I do go back and remember those good times, and he would pay it forward also. He would help, you know, he was a teacher, and he would help kids after school for a short time, give them things to get extra credit because their grade was not really good, and they would come up and ask. He'd always volunteer to do that, always give them the chance, always. He never was this kind of teacher that said, no, you got a D, you're going to keep a D. No, he would never do that. He just never did that. So and I think I told everybody how he taught everybody how to use everybody got Apple computers. That was the big rage in the offices, and he helped every one of them learn how to turn it on, start up the program, the software that they had loaded on there, and all of that. So, but he was a forever teacher, and we talked about him, the things that he's done. But I know Maya has done a lot of things in her time, and we know I have. But the best thing I can say to everybody is just don't stop. Just keep doing it. Because maybe what you're going to get back is just feeling really good about yourself, and hold your head up high instead of holding your head down like I had a really bad day today. But you may have had a really bad day today, but what did you do earlier for somebody and made their day? I mean, that's, you know, I guess that's part of, you could say it's a little bit like customer service. Yeah, you're either really good at it or you're not good at it. And we all have encountered people that are not good at it. They don't belong there. But then there are those who are willing to do whatever you need. Sure, hold on, I'll go look for you. Just don't go away, you know. They're doing things, they're paying it forward because it's not increasing their wage that they're going to get for the hour to help you and go out of their way. So there are a lot of things. Look around every day that you're doing something. Even if you don't leave the house and you're like me and I'm dealing with all these people, and I'll get this really nice thank you, and I'm getting all these Instagram thank you, thank you. I love your post. You always send beautiful messages. Well, I always do that. I always do that. So it's kind of makes you smile, makes you feel really good, I think. So did you do anything? Did you pay it forward this week, Maya? I'm sure you did something.
Well, I did with the mentioning the car, because that place, they haven't really fulfilled yet. So I'm paying it forward, and I'm putting trust and faith that they will fulfill their end of the deal, or if not, it'll somehow turn around. So that was part of why I did that. And I had agreed to do that before I had the some information that I have. I would say maybe I haven't been out really much this week, but, you know, here and there, I guess it depends on how you look at paying it forward. Sometimes it can be just advice or helping, I would say, with some friends, you know, assisting them or paying it forward or being understanding and knowing that I'm going to get that in return. So, I mean, being supportive, just every, I mean, I believe it, like I said, I think it's a lifestyle. And you made a good point because you did say not everyone is going to be like, oh, thank you for helping me. And, you know, you might say, are you lost? Do you need some help? And they'll look at you and say, get away from me. Or you know, that's possible.
Or they'll ignore you. Yeah. But, you know, you get a, don't you get a sense of people that really want to be helped? I've done it so much that you get a feeling like, well, I don't think they're approachable. I very few do I get that from, though. Everybody, you know, and you can see them anywhere. I mean, really anywhere. You need some direction or whatever. And I can tell you that what has happened in my life, and Maya knows all the things, all the near things that I've had happen to me, that I have been paid back over and over and over. You know, just keep doing it. That's all I can say. Do what you do. Keep doing it. Don't stop. Don't look for something to come back to you like, well, I'm going to win this lotto ticket now because I did all of this wonderful stuff this week. Not necessarily. Don't put a limit on it. Don't put a restriction. Just let the universe, the divine, God, whatever you believe in, let that take care of it, not you, because you're not going to know. In most instances, you won't even know. You won't even think, oh, my gosh, yes, I did this week, and look at what happened for me. You probably won't even know. You won't even know, but it's so much better to be. It keeps you in better spirits. You're happier that way. It'll pull you out of anything that you've been going through if you just reach out. And that's another thing, too. Just reach out. I mean, you'll know the right ones and you'll know the wrong ones. I mean, some people you can't approach even if you did cartwheels on their lawn. I always say that because it's funny. But, yeah, some you won't. I have this man who does videos for the site. His name is Matt. He gets money every month. And you know what he did? A few months he missed. And I forgot about it. And then one time, I don't think I said this, one time I wrote him this nice email. I said, hey, Matt. I said, you know, did you miss me this month? I know I've paid you or last couple of months. Well, he did, like, basically cartwheels on my lawn. He overdid it. I mean, now what he does is he'll send me an email. He did 40 YouTube-type videos and put them everywhere. Sent me all of the links in Excel, so I started checking them. Really, really an outstanding job. And I sent him a really nice email, and I always call him my Matt. If I do work with you, you're mine. Okay, my Maya. My Natalie, you're mine. You're mine, that's it. And so I call him my Matt. And I bet he smiles because I did thank him today because they're just wonderful. Little things like that. I could have been really nasty, you know, but I thought something happened and he had somebody working for him and I thought, nah, I'm going to give him a chance here. I'm going to let him make good on this. And, oh, man, what he did those next 2 months for me because he owed me. He got paid and he never did anything. And it wasn't him. He thought it was done. Or maybe it was. It didn't matter. He picked it up. He ran with it and he made good on it and he's not stopped since. So that was a good thing. I just thought of that. I sent him an email yesterday. Because I was looking at all these. I mean, they're on YouTube. They're everywhere. I mean, there are places that have videos you can't even imagine out there. And it's really good. Brings you up in the search engines. It's still about that. And, of course, I'm learning all about Google Analytics and picking everybody's brain. They're probably thinking, oh, God, she's here again. But they give you live support, and it's free. Don't offer it. because I'll go through the door. Okay. I'm the one that's going to. But they're so nice, but I'm so nice to them. I thank them, of course, always, and I'm very grateful for their help. And sometimes they really don't answer it. I still thank them because usually I can find it myself because I'm really good at doing that kind of stuff. I mean, I can do searches on stuff and go into searches. And but this is the thing that I'm doing right now because it's going to help the business. I want to know all kinds of things, and, you know, it makes me happy. And maybe that's me being paid back in a way because I've encountered all these people that are so good and willing to help, and they send me these links. Well, go check out this report. Go into this manual. It'll answer a lot of things for you, and all you have to do is ask, and that's what I do. And here, you hear Dixie. Oh, she likes
yeah,
it. Oh,
I did. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, but you should hear when Maury starts singing. Oh, my God. I mean, I talked to both of them, and I said, now, don't be singing over there, and don't be talking over there. But, you know, Dixie girl, she's a big bird, and I got her covered, but I knew she would say something. And, oh, that's what that means. Oh, she's oh. It's kind of funny. It's like having a little person in a cage. But anyways, I mean, so that's joy to me. I love that kind of stuff. You know, I just, there's a lot of things that can make you really happy. And I guess part of paying it forward is just realize what's going to come back in some shape or form. And you won't even know. But whatever, just start your day off and be happy. Even if you're not happy, just know that that day is going to, this is how it works for me. That day is going to unfold and turn around for you. Because you not only kind of expect it, but you want it. You keep that big door open so that the rush can come through, all this good stuff. And, of course, I have a beautiful friend like Maya Moon, and we're like sisters anyways. I mean, I could call her at any time, and she would give me help. I would do the same thing for her. So, and we've never met. Maybe one day we will. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. We'd probably be laughing all the time anyways. But so, yeah, so do we know what our topic is next week by chance? No.
No, no. I haven't.
It's always a surprise.
Yeah, when
Maya, every morning, she'll send me the blog post about the show that we did on Monday night, and then she'll say, and here's the topic. And she'll say, do you like it? Well, there hasn't been one that I haven't liked. I mean, it's a given. Whatever she does is always great, and it's always good. And she just knows how to find the right things to discuss. And we've been on doing the show. I think the show has been on at least three years. I think we started it. The second year stars, the first February was on Valentine's, we did it, and it might even be going on its fourth year this February, I betcha. I mean, we've been doing it a long time, and, you know, we take breaks here and there. I have to explain that to people. Sometimes we need a break. Life gets in the way, of course, and we do that and make the adjustment, but you'll always know. And now there's a banner on the front, on the main, to let you know what the topic. Now, tomorrow, as soon as I get it, I'll post it. And it'll sit there, and everybody will know, and when it's going to be, and all that kind of good stuff, and it's really cool. I mean, I had Tony do that, and we've got some other things that he's going to be doing, but I haven't, we haven't finalized it yet, you know, but we will. And so that's about it for me. I mean, not that I'm talked out. I could talk about anything. I could talk about my cats and all that kind of stuff, my cat. And all that kind of stuff. So, Maya, you want to close it out?
Sure.
And,
sure.
You know, I mean, I know we have probably like 7 minutes, unless there's something else you want to pass along to the listeners. And we always get listeners after the show. And I always post in Twitter, which automatically goes to Facebook, that the show is on. And then it'll do it again when the show is over. I'll do that. So, I love doing all this. You know what? Sometimes, do you ever get the times where you know all your passwords? I mean, I have lots of passwords, but you sometimes sit there and think, now what is that password? And then sometimes I just sit, type it out. I have a password book. But I find that sometimes, and I don't know if it's getting older or whatever it is, but I'll sit there and I'll think, now that was right. But you know, I think when you type too fast, you probably do the same thing, Maya. You hit a little bit of an extra key,
right.
To catch another key, and then it won't be right. So that will happen too. So yes, I'll let you say your goodbyes, and we'll end the show, and we'll look forward to next week, of course.
Okay. Well, I'm glad everybody joined us this evening, and I'm sure we'll have a good topic or subject for next week. And, you know, the only last thing that I would say is that there's very few things in life that give to us. A lot of people would put money, but if you really think about it, money does not buy happiness. It does give us more choices, there's no doubt about that, and so it can make our life easier, but it doesn't make us happy. So there's only a couple things that really can make us happy, and that's our full connection to our spiritual self and to the spiritual collective and to the divine being, whatever you see that creator as. And, you know, love and support, which kind of goes hand in hand with all that, towards our family, friends, and again, towards the collective, which some people would say that's brotherly love, you know, or, you know, there's a lot of different ways of putting that. So that's how I would see it. And I do believe that aside from anything that we may be given back in return as, you know, our, you know, here's your reward for what you did, you know, back then or whatever, is just that it increases our happiness and the stronger we are spiritually, the better we are able to navigate through life and through the challenges and difficulties. So I really think it's really important to pay it forward and move ahead and do what we can and be open to ourselves and to the world, because it opens us even more and helps us create a feeling of being joined and enmeshed in the world as opposed to being alienated and alone. And with that, that's about all I have to say.
Okay. Well, we'll see everybody next week. Same time, same station. Look on, go to starswithazpsychics.com and look to see what the topic will be for next week. It's always 8 to 9. We always run it an hour. Sometimes we go over and then I have to add minutes, but we try to keep it close to the hour because it's better for everybody. You don't have to take up too much of your evening listening. And I appreciate our listener, and I don't recall her name, but she just loved hearing you, and I'm sure she'd love tonight. And I want you to come back. Don't forget, come back next week. Anyways, with that, I'm going to say good night. Have a great week. Be safe, be happy, be healthy. Pay it forward. Do things under grace. That's my thing, is under grace. I just love that. And I'll see you next week, Maya Moon. And Maya Moon knows I love her very much. And Stars Priestess Candy. And with that, we'll say good night. And see you next week. Bye-bye.